today, big news. You know we're both huge Star Wars fans, obviously, as is Darren Harper from Good Morning Yorkshire. But inside the past hour or so, a Japanese trailer for The Force Awakens has dropped, and it's got some new footage in it.
Isn't it incredible? Like, it's just sort of popped out of nowhere as well. Isn't it last week that J.J. Abrams had announced that we were going to get no more Star Wars trailers, there's going to be no more new footage released, and then boom, all of a sudden, this new Japanese trailer has just landed in our laps with not just a little bit of new footage. It's from as what my editor, Oscar Remitter, texted me saying, it's more or less a new trailer.
It is pretty much. I mean, you know, there's a lot of the same lines in it from what we think is Maz Kanata right at the start and the Who Are You line that came out of it with Rey, and that's the whole thing at the start of it. But then there's a little bit more where Rey actually says, I'm looking for my family, or I'm waiting for my family.
Yeah, that's it. We're starting to sow the seeds into some fan theories that that Rey and Kylo Ren are indeed related, and now, that they are the offspring of Skywalker, perhaps.
Now, this is the thing, because later on in the trailer, there is a scene where Kylo Ren does hold Rey hostage and threatens her with the big old broad saber. So there is a kidnap situation in there, and it's really exciting to get a new trailer when we didn't really expect one. This is brilliant.
It's so exciting. I've actually not had a chance to sit down and watch it. I'm going to go by what you've told me and what my editor has told me. But it is a case of, like, there is so much more new stuff in this, and it really is sowing those seeds. And we were doing a taping recently of the Flickr and Myth movie show, and we were kind of looking at images from the trailer and stuff. And do you know, the last trailer, there was a shot of the Knights of Ren.
Yes.
And one of them is holding a big bow staff that looks very similar to the one that Rey has been carrying around in all the posters and the trailer.
Wow.
So there's even more theories that we were speculating about, that perhaps Rey was actually part of the Knights of Ren as well.
Oh, my. Well, that is an interesting theory coming in there. I didn't even think about that. You know, I didn't even notice that. Because, when you watch these trailers at first, I didn't really look at it that in depth. You look at it and you go, right, okay, I'm loving this. But then I watched a kind of breakdown where people were trying to take apart all the Easter eggs that were in it and all that kind of stuff and all the little things that could happen. And I didn't notice that bow staff. I'm going to have to go back and watch it again now just to see that scene, because now you've triggered that.
It is a very, very, very quick shot. It's just there's just a one shot of Kylo Ren standing there with the Knights of Ren. And, yeah, it is a very, very quick shot. And I didn't spot it. It was only until one of the hosts of the Flickr and Myth movie show pointed it out to us. And I said, oh, you know what? That's actually a very interesting theory.
That is a really interesting theory. I'm getting more and more amped up for this movie right now. And we're, 5 weeks away from it or something like that?
5 weeks away. How exciting is it? Actually, you know, Star Wars has been in the news this week. There was that really touching story about the poor lad who's been diagnosed with cancer, terminally ill cancer. And he was given sort of like, you know, only 2 months left to live. And he actually thought he was going to die before the film had come out. And he put out a plea to Lucasfilm and J.J. Abrams to see the film early, at like his dying wish. And it came out, I think it was yesterday, they announced that Disney did grant his wish and allowed him to watch the film and watch it in its entirety. And apparently it was actually an unedited version as well. So he got to see stuff that we probably will never see.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. And, you know, kudos to Disney for that. I mean, it's the whole hashtag Force for Daniel that was going around online. It was so cool that they've done that. It really, really is. And you know what? It's such a nice little touch. And Star Wars is everywhere right now. And obviously everyone's thinking, we've spoke before on this before about how much money it's going to take, the $650 million.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is just such a cool thing for Disney, for Star Wars, for J.J. and Lucas and everybody else involved with it to do. Really, really like that. And, I'm glad he got to see it. That's a fantastic thing. But, I'm just getting so excited at the moment. And talking of trailers, another one that's just dropped, the new trailer for The Hateful Eight, the new Tarantino movie, which looks pretty amazing as well.
It's another interesting one. You know, I've not been the biggest Tarantino fan in recent years. When I was a teenager, you know, with Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction and Jackie Brown, I thought that Tarantino could do no wrong in my eyes. But I haven't had a film from him in quite some time where I thought, you know what, you've really, really spoke to me now. You've really nailed it. But I think him doing a Western with such an incredible cast could actually be a very interesting prospect.
And of course, he's got Christoph Waltz in there, who was absolutely awesome in Spectre. He's awesome in everything he does. I expect he's going to be brilliant in this as well, along with Sam Jackson and Michael Madsen, so many other amazing actors. This cast does look brilliant, and Tarantino normally gets the best out of it. I have heard, though, that he's going to release this in 70mm, I think it is, in certain cinemas, and there's going to be 12 extra minutes. What are they going to do in that 12 minutes?
Well, I think if it's Tarantino, then it probably 12 minutes that probably could have been cut out. if there's one thing that Tarantino has never been good at, it's editing his own movies and just cutting things out. But he always gets the best out of his cast, as you quite rightly said. And I think that he'll get something really, really special out of his cast. It just depends on whether the actual story and dialogue itself really works. Because I think that's where a lot of Tarantino films fall down, especially in recent years. The stories have not been particularly strong. I didn't mind Django Unchained, actually. I thought that was quite good. But I don't think he's not quite reached those Pulp Fiction levels ever again, like since the mid-90s. So perhaps this will be the one. But I think he's got an incredible cast behind him. And the 70 mil thing, it just shows how much that man loves film and loves cinema. That he's quite willing to go back to the old school methods, like Christopher Nolan did with Interstellar last year. You know, it felt actually quite special to go see a film being shown on 70 mil rather than just a straight digital projection.
Yeah, it was really cool, isn't it? You know, it's a nice little touch from a lot of these directors who do things like that. I really like it. And as you said, Tarantino, he's maybe not hit the heights of Pulp Fiction, but tell you what, if you're going to watch this and you do watch Django again, just take a nice little cushion with you to the cinema because they are long films, you know what I mean? Very, very long films. Moving on to some other things that are popping out right now, a little bit more news. Obviously, getting on stuff that's on FlickerandMyth.com in a second, but I've just spotted a few pictures from Doctor Strange, a few things being released, and a according to Latino Review, they may have bust a plot open here.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a couple of websites now that are trying to report out that they know what the plot of the movie is. I actually do have a very good idea. I think we might have said on one of the previous episodes, I went to a Disney preview, and they did talk about Doctor Strange. I can't tell you what it said, but they did talk about Doctor Strange. There are some people who seem to think that they know what's up and what's down. But they are currently shooting. They are currently out in Nepal at the moment. And, as is with the internet, set photos have already landed online of Benedict Cumberbatch as Stephen Strange. Isn't that incredible? That's happened with Captain America as well, Civil War. The day the film started shooting, there were set photos already up online. It's madness.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy, isn't it? Just how much this actually gets out there and how many things leak so quickly. It's absolutely unbelievable. And like you said, all the rumours flying around and all the pictures and that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what, he looks pretty good, this Cumberbatch, actually, as Doctor Strange. I think he looks pretty decent.
I think he looks absolutely great. And I'm going to sound quite controversial here. I've never been that sold on Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh, hello.
No.
What?
It's not a popular opinion, but I'm not the biggest Sherlock fan. I don't quite get the appeal of the show, and I thought he was particularly rubbish in Star Trek Into Darkness. But Imitation Game, I thought he was damn good in that. But I've not been sold on him. I've not bought into the hype just yet. But in terms of looking like a character straight from the comic books, you couldn't get any better than Benedict Cumberbatch as Stephen Strange. He looks just like the man.
Oh, he really does look the part, doesn't he?
And absolutely. Some of the concept art that was leaked online and that I've been privy to myself, he looks great in the role. So it's one I'm very, very, very excited for. And that's got a great cast as well. You've got Chiwetel Ejiofor in there as Baron Mordo, and you've got Tilda Swinton as the Ancient One. And Rachel McAdams, that's a really strong cast.
Yeah, very strong cast, very strong cast. There was Tilda Swinton not really up for that role at first? She didn't really fancy it, but then went for it in the end?
And it's one of those things where people say, like, oh, they have to try and keep themselves, very reserved and say, oh, I've not been approached for that role, but really they have. It'd be interesting. Tilda Swinton is a very, very interesting actress, and I think that she is someone who could bring so much to a movie, and I think she's going to be great in that role. I really think she will be.
Yeah, big fan of Tilda. I think she's going to do a fantastic job there. Just checking on your website, FlickerandMyth.com, at the moment. Loads of news kicking off over the past few days, including a few posters, as we spotted from Warcraft The Beginning. This is the Duncan Jones effort, of course, which is based on the computer game, which lots of people seem to play, and I still don't really get.
Yeah, we've got some interesting new posters. We've actually got, I believe, we've got a different title for the movie here in the UK than it is in the US. I believe in the US it's just being called Warcraft, but here in the UK we're getting Warcraft : The Beginning. I don't know if that's quite true, but all the press releases I've got have definitely been for Warcraft : The Beginning.
Is this like an Avengers Assemble thing?
It could very well be, absolutely. Just that slightly different title. Do you know what's funny? I remember when I was doing the press tour for Avengers Assemble, or just, you know, the Avengers, and every single person was trying to ask Kevin Feige about why it was called Avengers Assemble, and just the look on his face was like, I'm sick and tired of answering this question. But yeah, it looks like we might get a slightly different title here, but the posters look really cool. I'm not a Warcraft player, certainly not the MMORPG version of it, so the World of Warcraft. So I actually quite like a lot of the role-playing games that were on the PC sort of back in the mid-90s. So I'm excited. I really like Duncan Jones as a director. And this is a topic of video game movies that's very, very sort of, I'm quite high on. As you well know, I'm currently writing the book on it. Mm. So I'm very, very interested to see how this pans out. We've never had a truly successful video game adaptation. We've had things like Mortal Kombat, Tomb Raider, a couple of the Resident Evil movies have made money, but they've never been blockbuster successes. So it'll be interesting to see if this and Assassin's Creed, which should be out next year, whether those can break the mold.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not Super Mario Brothers. It was blooming fantastic. But we'll move on from there. What else have you got popping up on the website at the moment? What's been the big stories for you?
Because we had the Star Wars posters that were released a few days ago.
Oh, the character posters,
The character posters, yeah, we thought that was going to be like our big story. But all of a sudden, there's also a new Star Wars banner that's just been released as well, which I've not actually had a chance to look at yet. And the new trailer, all of a sudden, like every single bit of news that we have on the site, it seems to have just fallen out in the air. we're just being swamped over with nothing but Star Wars news once again. There's a possible new synopsis released for Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, but it's we're unsure whether or not it's an official Warner Brothers release synopsis or whether it's one that Odeon Cinemas have written up themselves.
Now, this is the one that's turned up with Lex Luthor saying he's playing them both off against each other, isn't he? This is where Lex Luthor's come into the game here.
That's correct, yeah. It's the first trailer, the first synopsis, rather, that's given us sort of an idea of what Lex Luthor's plan is. And according to this synopsis, he is essentially playing them off against each other, which I think everyone kind of assumed was going to be sort of where the direction of the film was going. But this could be, it is the confirmation of what this is. But as I said, we're unsure whether or not this is Odeon Cinema Chain, their take on the film, or whether it's an official Warner Brothers synopsis. So I suppose we'll see in the coming week, because we'll probably get a new trailer for that film. I would have maybe before the end of the year, might wait until the new year now, until January, because the film's out in March, I think. So they'll might hold off until January, I think, for a new trailer for that.
Now, just before I move on to the big TV show that I want to talk about, but also kind of the big streaming TV show, really, my friend came around last night and he asked me a question. And I said, not till next year, what are you talking about? He went, when's Game of Thrones back? And it's not till next year, is it?
I believe it's not till next year. No, in fact, I'm actually almost certain it's not till next year. I think it's January next year. Or it might be around January time, because we're going to be starting up a new weekly feature during the week in Game of Thrones, wrapping up all of the latest news. And I think we're going to get kicking that off in January. So, it's definitely not until the new year. Definitely not until next year, don't worry.
Yeah, keep waiting for your Game of Thrones. It's going to be there, don't worry. And Arya Stark's coming back. She's not sticking around with Doctor Who, apart from that episode that's coming up very, very soon. But, of course, the big show that we've been talking about between ourselves through the week, and it's the one that's going to be on Netflix, so we'll talk about this when it comes to the generic streaming services here. It's Marvel's Jessica Jones. Now, you've had a little peek of this, haven't you?
I have indeed. I've seen the first 7 episodes. I've been privy to the first 7 episodes. And I can't give away any plot details. I've been sworn to secrecy by Netflix. But what I can tell you is that it's a great show. It's from what I've seen so far, it's really, really great. If you're expecting it to be very similar to Daredevil, you'd be very surprised. It's actually got a much different tone. And it just feels very different. It's got a very film noir feel to it. Kristen Ritter is absolutely brilliant. And certainly what I would say is that this is a much more mature and more adult show. Even compared to Daredevil, this feels like a more adult and more mature show.
Interesting. How is David Tennant in this, by the way?
I think we talked about this in the last episode, didn't we? We talked about like how he might be like your new favourite Marvel villain. And I was actually watching this with my girlfriend, and he has become her favourite Marvel villain. And I do think he's particularly creepy in the show, and he's actually done a really, really strong performance as Kilgrave. Sadly, not called Purple Man in the show, just going by the name Kilgrave.
I think they probably thought that was a very silly name, that's why.
I mean, quite possibly. It's not exactly the most threatening of villain names, is it? Purple Man. But he is really, really, really great. Actually, I can't say anything because I'm not a James Bond detail. But yeah, he is. I nearly said something slipped there. But yeah, he is very, very good. Really good. And there's actually more Mike Coulter as Luke Cage than you'd probably expect.
Oh, interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, very, very. Yep. He's got his own story arc. He's got his own character traits. He's got his own backstory. More of him than I was expecting, at least based on the first 7 episodes. And Mike Coulter he's great. Absolutely great as Luke Cage. So that's going to be a really, really exciting show for the next year with the Netflix Marvel series.
Yeah, really looking forward to seeing that, actually. I think it's going to be a cracker. And then, of course, we've got Daredevil coming back too. Let's just have a quick wrap-up now because, like we said, there's not really much going on at the moment, is it? It's all a bit quiet at the minute. Have a quick chat about what's on the streaming services. What new things are popping up? Anything exciting happening?
Do you know what? I was actually having a quick scan through Netflix to see what had been recently added. And I think quite fittingly, that there's been a documentary that's just added called Back in Time, which is a retrospective look at the Back to the Future franchise that's been getting quite a lot of great reviews from a lot of sites. And that's available on UK Netflix. And I've not had a chance to sit down and watch it, but I've been told it's really, really great. And I suppose, quite fittingly, given the year that we're in, we're in the 30th anniversary of the year, as well as we've just passed Future Day, that it's probably a good time to sit down and kind of look back as to why we love this trilogy of films.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this. I've not had a chance to see it yet, but now I know it's on there, I'm going to watch it this weekend because that was really, really cool to see on the trailers. I'm really looking forward to actually watching a kind of different perspective of it. I saw the Keith Lemon thing, which was, it was what it was. But yeah, this is something that seems to be a little bit more serious. I'm really looking forward to sort of sitting down and watching that and getting to grips with another one of my favourite movies. So I'm really looking forward to sitting down with that. Hopefully next week, we're going to have a few more bits of amazing news. Like you say, it's been a bit of a quiet one, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, I quite missed that one.
Yeah, it's been a bit disappointing. You know what I mean? I'm going to have a word with everybody at Hollywood. And I'll tell you what, we might have a little rant about them remaking things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it has been a bit of a disappointing entrance. Although I did actually notice, and I think we talked about this on the first time we did the generic streaming service and chill, the show How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yes, of course.
The first season of that is now up on Netflix UK.
Oh, brilliant. I need to check that out because I've heard so many good things about it.
It is tremendous. It's such a great show. I was just going through it and I just spotted it just before we got on the phone. And I thought, do you know what? I'm almost tempted to sit down and rewatch it again. Now that I've finished Jessica, the first 7 episodes of Jessica Jones, I'd be quite interested to go back and rewatch it because I thought it was really, really, really great.
Yeah, I need to go and check this out because I've heard so many good things. So I need to go and watch that this weekend. You know, I've got so many things stacked up now. Netflix, Amazon Prime and DVDs and everything else and then the cinema coming up. I'm just going to basically not leave the house anymore. It's going to be amazing. Luke from FlickeringMyth.com, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend, mate.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a good weekend.
Cheers, man.